The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Good morning, Jeremy. Jared. Whoever Jeremy is. Jared and Jeremy.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just like to get you going that way because, you know.
His twin is Jeremy.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And, of course, my twin is Linda Bott.
Good morning, everybody. How's that sound going? Are we good? There we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, good morning. 55 degrees in the downtown.
Isn't it nice to have something that is working this morning?
Yeah, it absolutely is. But you know what? We sometimes, you know what? We finish the race in a three-legged gunny sack. We followed through on the
three-legged gunny sack.
Three-legged gunny sack. We were able to get through
you know
the finish
what? That
line
is
yesterday.
The last time I'm using new equipment.
You tried to wing it a certain way, but anyway.
It was not winging it. It was equipment that should be working like that, and it just
okay.
wasn't. So I have ash canned that.
Okay, you've ash canned it. Yes. I like that. Okay. Right. Well, anyway, but it was good, and we had a great day, and I'd love to know what the total figure was for Kapanee for a cause yesterday, because that was for Turtle Bay. It was wonderful to be out there at the North Market, Dutch Brothers. Oh, I got the greatest story before I finish on with the news, and we talked about it. Not sure how much you heard about it. I want to interview this guy. He's a gentleman, and you'll love this. Amy from Haven Humane's here. I'm going to go into the pet of the week, but I got to tell you a quick story. It's Friday. Thank you for having me back. So I need to tell you this. This man was
thank
coming.
You for having you back.
Well, I'm thank you for having me back. Give me this moment.
This is your
there was
statement.
A man that was on a horseback, going through when all the drive people were coming through with their
coming
cars.
Coming through the drive-through line.
And so everybody was there. Of course, you had Turtle Bay with their animals. You had snakes.
This was
you had
a busy. I mean, this place was crazy yesterday.
And here he is on his horseback. And then we hear from somebody, oh, this guy does this every morning. He lives in Millville. He brings his horse, trailers his horse, and rides his daughter into Turtle Bay School
back of the horse, and he rides her.
I don't know what they do in the snow, in the rain. Well, not that it snows here. But and they said sometimes it's a Clydesdale. I don't know who this guy is. So they said, okay, he comes through the same time every day because I want to find
him. Very calm.
I want to interview him because that, to me. Then he went across. I said, you mean he's taking the horse across the crosswalk like real people? People looked at me like, yeah, like real people. I just, man, it was cool. He pressed the button and he had his coffee in his hand and he's going across the crosswalk with the horse, getting him, putting on the, I just loved it.
It was great.
Made my day. Anyway.
It was great.
So
okay.
Shout out to whoever that guy is and what his daughter will be able to have a story forever and ever and ever about. When I was a kid, my dad used to ride me on a horse back to school. And you're like, what year was that? Yeah, 2018. Sure. Anyway, love it. And that's what we love about this town. Okay, 55 degrees. Our highs today will be 93 and our lows 59. I love looking.
She talked about that last night, too.
I love looking at this forecast, and I'll tell you why. For 2 months, all I saw were gray boxes. And it got depressing. I don't know about you, but for me to look at that for the week, why it said widespread haze, gray, it was just, I looked at it and I just couldn't feel color or I couldn't feel energy in my lungs. So now, look what we have here. Sunny today, clear tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, partly cloudy tomorrow night. We'll take partly cloudy any day. Sunny, and Sunday will be 88, Sunday night, low of 57, clear. Monday, sunny, high of 93. Monday night, clear, 62. Thank you, Jesus. Tuesday, high of 97. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts.
Had a big Dutch Bros there in front of you there, huh?
yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay, we're here with Amy from Haven Humane, and she's having a little sniffle attack because she's allergic to cats, and she's got a cat all over her.
It's actually not the cat because I did take my allergy meds this morning.
Okay.
I just have a bit of a cold.
Oh, okay.
No biggie.
So, but now you have Freeway with you.
I do have Freeway. But I want to add to this really quick. I never went to school on horseback, but I was raised on a dairy when I was a kid, and we had a lot of cattle. And the most embarrassing thing my parents would do would to be drop us off on Fridays in the cattle truck. in the cattle truck full of cattle would drop us off at school.
You wouldn't be in with the cattle,
on the way to, like, the auction yard.
But you'd be inside the cab of the truck.
Yes, but if you've ever, if you would imagine the Hidden Valley Ranch green truck with the big thing, you know, the big giant three-quarter ton Chevy truck, the green one, with, like, a makeshift trailer on the back that was our cattle truck, and it looked hokey, and they would drop us off, and we would be like, please don't take us to school on Friday. We'll take the bus. We didn't want... Looking back, it's really cool.
Yeah, it was very cool.
It gets dropped off with a bunch of cows in the back.
It's very cool.
We would pull up to the drop-off line.
At least they didn't
line,
make you ride in back with the cows.
Exactly.
I think it says a lot about who you are, and look what you're doing now.
Right.
And just the kind of person you are with the love you have for animals. Growing up on a dairy farm, of course, you had to be... Early to ride. You milked some cows.
You probably got wrist on you, like, you know, that you could probably...
My grandpa had this, like, crazy muscle in his arms from doing it. It was insane. Yeah.
If you've never milked a cow before, shame on you.
Yeah, you should
try it. There are ways that you can, you know, there must be places around here that would let you milk a cow. Because it's not easy. You just don't get in there and just kind of, like, give a little half.
There's a lot of technique to it.
I have a quick story. Just a quick story again. Let me have a story. Quick. I'm sorry. It's live Friday, and you have time. We're gonna. Yeah, I know. Okay. So Puyallup, Washington. First time the Gold Diggers were doing the thing. We're opening at the State Fair. We're opening for the Hudson Brothers, and one of the girls was born in Long Beach. Had never been out of the city. We go and we're at the fair. She's thinking that the cow moos are taped. Like, that's like taped in cows. It's not real. She's never heard a cow moo.
Actually moo, yeah.
It was weird. It was just the weirdest thing. I'm looking at her like, oh, I guess there are people that have never really been around.
Never really heard a cow moo.
Yeah.
No.
Really?
Okay, so now let's do Pet of the Week.
Okay, so Freeway here has a very interesting name because he has a very interesting story. Freeway was actually found on I-5. And had multiple cars run over the top of him, obviously not hit him, but he was crouched in one of the lanes close to a off ramp, and after a bunch of cars had driven over him, and thankfully for Freeway's sake, not actually run over him.
They didn't crush him.
Yeah, no, he just went right between tires and was frightened, and he was an entire pound less than he weighs now. So he was even smaller, if you can imagine, because he's only about two pounds.
Yeah.
Luckily someone was able to actually stop and get him, and they brought him into us, and now he has gained weight, and now he's ready to be adopted and find his forever home.
Freeway.
He's getting, like, tired of me holding him right now. Like, he really wants to go just, like, explore.
Is that like a tabby? What do they call that color?
It's an orange tabby.
A tabby cat. Okay.
Yeah.
With yellow eyes,
and he's very active,
and he goes, you know what, you know, I've crouched enough. There's no cars coming.
I know. And he's got, like, he's more of a buff orange, you know, not bright orange or anything, but, yeah, he's very cute, and he's available for adoption right now.
Okay, and if you're looking for a little kitty, you know, if I have friends that lost their dog, but they have a second dog, and their dog is very lonely right now, and I've heard that if you get them a kitten, that
sometimes
I've got a new buddy.
Exactly, yeah. Sometimes they like, you know, it brings some new life into them.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to give you Lisa's phone number. She's not home right now because she's at work. But I thought maybe if we just take it and just drop it off in her mailbox. She'll love having a new kitten.
Give me her address.
Just drop her off there. I mean, she's just, you know, she loves kitties.
Okay, Haven Humane, you guys, tell us your address again for anybody new listening. Haven Humane, we love to partner with them. We have Amy on, come on Friday mornings with Pet of the Week. She hand selects the pet. Today we have Freeway, which is a kitten, a tabby colored kitten. Male or female? I can't remember.
He's a male.
Okay. Check those parts.
Yeah.
All right. So
80% of orange cats are male, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
You learn something every day, right? I didn't know.
You know, I knew that because Amy told me that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. So, anyway, times, hours, place.
7449 East Side Road. We're pretty close to Wind River Casino if you're coming from, if you're going south and you pass the casino, it's right after. If you're going north, if you hit the casino, you went a little bit too far. Our number is 241-1653. And we are open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 5, for visiting for adoption.
Okay. Amy, thanks a lot. Thanks for the dairy story. I liked it.
Oh, I have. I have more.
You have more.
Oh, boy, yeah. I can't wait.
You know what?
Wait.
Living, growing up on a dairy farm, I bet that was interesting. Okay.
Thanks so much.
And Freeway, going down, pick up Freeway.
Thank you so much.
Great little
Amy.
Kitty. Hey, got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. My sleep number setting is 60. Linda's sleep number setting is whatever I can pick up that night just to check and kind of mess with you.
No, I changed it last night. I went to 40. I wanted a little bit softer. So my sleep number setting is 40. And that's what's great about the dual control. Is that you can change it up and down. And we talk about this every day, but it is true that as you, you know, maybe like have a cold, you don't feel well, you want it, you've been working out, you know, there's other things. There's, you know, I usually go between 40 and 55. So you hear the commercial says 55. That's a beautiful part of being able to change whatever I want it to be that night.
You know, and the new Sleep Number 360 that adjusts to your body, to your moves, while you sleep. And this is, you know, this technology is new and it works tremendously. You know, if you're going to move it around at night, which people do, the bed just kind of moves right along with you and it makes sure that you get a great night's sleep. And right now, the new Sleep Number 360 smart beds are on sale from $999, which is a very good price. And they last a long time. We've had ours for 4 years and never had a problem with it. Never failed once to work. But you ought to head on down to the Target Shopping Center. You have to go on into the Sleep Number store, tell them Carl and Linda sent you, and just go in there and try it out. You will not be sorry. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages. We have Todd Franklin with us.
Isn't that exciting?
Oh, it is, because Todd Franklin is the entrepreneur who wanted to open up the food truck court there in Carnegie Park, which at that point was nothing but a transient facility which drugs, people going to the bathroom in the bushes or in the street right there, the whole thing. And he went on to take it on. And everything was on track until Tuesday. And at the city council meeting, something happened. It's got the whole city of Reading really up in arms about, hey, what's going on here? But we have Todd with us, so things may have settled down a little bit, but we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from these messages. 18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 55 degrees right now, going up to 93. Our air quality index is 61. Pretty good, huh?
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Everybody, and welcome to our Friday.
Welcome back. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Lions Heating and Air. You know what? It's getting to be, even though it's going to be in the 90s, it's getting into the 50s at night. It's going to be getting colder. How about your heating system after these fires? You know, if you have a separate heating system and you haven't cranked that one on, you may want to have Lions Heating and Air down there to clean up those filters, get those air ducts checked, get those cleaned. Alliance Heating and Air, because otherwise you're going to look like a cartoon character when that thing puffs out of your air ducts and you're standing there with, you know, this black gummy stuff all over you. Alliance Heating and Air, that's who takes care of ours. A better-known business, been voted best in the North State because they are. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Well, you know what? We are very fortunate in here to have Todd Franklin with us for two reasons. One, as a Simpson basketball coach, we're getting ready to kick off the season, and we're going to be broadcasting the Simpson basketball games this year again.
Oh, I can't wait! You know, we had a lot of fun last
year. Men and women's, by the way.
I think we're going to even have more fun this year.
Well, you all took a big step forward last year. I mean, y'all were, you know, you're tussling through the end there.
We do, you know, and everything's about relationships, and because of all the different coaching clinics that we've done, and you know, from basically even in third world countries, from Chicago to New York to Honduras.
Is Chicago the third world country you're talking about?
Perhaps it is. Thankfully, we got to Honduras and some other countries, Argentina.
Safer in Argentina.
Once you get there and you meet people, there's so many good players of high character, and that's what we had to find. And I think we've brought in a good batch this year.
Great. So you've got players from all over the world now.
Yeah, actually, worldwide. Yeah, we've got, I believe, four international players. We've got players from Louisiana. We've got players from Nevada. So, I mean, it's really spreading it out. But we also have players from Redding, which is important. You know, we want to stay local.
You know, it's hometown kids.
And we truly do want to grow to where we become one of the teams in Redding that people want to come watch.
Great, great.
I'd love to interview every single one of them. It's fascinating.
You know what, well, during the year, you need to bring in, as we're going through the year, people need to get to know the team. And we'll have Connor come in here, and, you know, especially the international. And then, you know, why did you come here? You know, how did you get into basketball and you're from where you're at and this?
Well, you'll be able to meet a lot of them at the park, too, because they're actually going to be intertwined and they're really excited. Yeah, you got a kid from Nigeria. He can't wait to go to the park. So.
Okay, so when we say the park, segue. What's the park?
Yeah, let's start from the beginning on this because we've got 45 minutes or 30 minutes now. But I want, you know, everybody to know from the very beginning, how did this start?
I was up in Bend, Oregon, doing a basketball clinic, and a family, the Carpenters, said, you know, let's go out to eat after we were done. And it was getting dusk, and we drove to a little place called Tumalo and a place called The Bite. And when we pulled up, I was actually a little disappointed because I thought we were going to go to a really nice restaurant. I've driven all the way up there, done this free clinic, and we pull up, and there's these free food trucks and a bar. And I'm like,
this is it.
Yeah, this is what the five-hour trip was for. But I was totally amazed and blown away by the level of food. But then I watched two moms come, and they both had small children. And we have small children, and I was like, oh, this is going to be a train wreck. There's no way these two moms can watch six kids or four kids, whatever it was. And I watched these moms order, and the kids went and played. And I thought how I was so jealous because my wife doesn't have anything like that. And I drove back to Reading and said, hey, here's something I saw. Can we do this? And those actually began the wheels turning well over a year and a half ago. So we're gaining traction, and we're actually to the place where moms can bring their kids now and feel safe in downtown Reading and let their kids play.
Okay. So you said, you know what? We need this in Reading. And you saw, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but obviously downtown we have our problems and our concerns. Did you look purposely downtown so you could put something there?
Well, I studied these models, and I actually traveled quite a bit. And so I started searching out food trucks, and I met with food truck owners. There's a guy named Jose in San Francisco that really was the father of food truck pods. And when he started in the Bay Area, there was 12 trucks, and now there's over 250 trucks that he manages them by himself.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it's a growing business.
In America, growing.
Jose,
yeah,
it truly is. And what was smart about what Jose's family do is they actually build restaurants right next to these parks. Because they understand how much restaurants benefit from them. So it's a little different than maybe the fear in Reading right now, but that fear is going to go away. So his family actually builds restaurants right next to him and then flocks people to those restaurants through the food truck park.
Okay.
So you choose the worst possible place, obviously for low rent, but also because if you want to do something great, you find something great to do. And it eliminates a lot of problems that cities have. I mean, from Chicago to Minnesota. A good friend of mine is a baseball coach, a professional team, and whenever they fly into cities, their players who make millions of dollars find food truck parks.
Right.
Because
you go into the heart of the people in the food, I would think.
And so you looked at Carnegie Park, and you knew the problems that Sam was having down there with, it's now Sam. So,
let's talk about where Carnegie Park is located.
Okay, Carnegie Park is located on Yuba Street, right next to the hotel there, and I always...
Lorenz Hotel,
right next to the railroad tracks.
And Veteran.
And across the railroad tracks, then is the Veterans Hall, and then the post office. This place, this street in this area was a magnet for transients and homeless. And I'm talking about people, high on drugs. The park was well known for, as I've said, urination, defecation, fornication, and just drugs. I mean, that was it.
But when I first moved
and
here,
people were just...
Wait a minute. When I first moved here, which is 14, I keep saying 12, they used to have a downtown event on Thursday nights with bands.
Market Fest.
Market Fest.
They had bands. They had fruit. They had... It was like a farmer's market meets music meets... had everything. You could smell patchouli. Oh, yeah, somebody might be smoking pot out there. But
they're not shooting heroin up.
No, you did not have that. I'm telling you, 14 years ago, maybe three streets over, but not down in that pod there.
Well, anyway, that's where it was. And I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to take an early break because then I want to get into, the acquisition of the park and then the things that have happened, how we – and then just what's gone on up to now.
Sounds good.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at...
Where are you?
I'm right here. I'm just trying to...
What are you thinking?
Cornerstone
okay.
Community Bank. Yay, Cornerstone Community Bank. They, too, have been touched by the fire, my friends. A lot of their employees were evacuated. Some lost their homes. They understand what people are going through. Head on down to any one of their branches, the newest one at 1845 California Street or the 150 East Cypress Avenue, and then talk to the people there, how they can help, because they want to continue to move local dreams forward. Don't quit. Let's just keep moving forward just like Todd has. We'll be right back after these messages with Todd Franklin.
Tell me now, baby, is it good to you? And can I do to you the things that I do?
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is effective life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, this is where I buy my firearms. And they have all the firearms that you could possibly imagine. All the accessories. They have classes by Seth Stoke, who teaches concealed carry, hunter safety, and all of the rest of them. They have great customer service, and veterans get discounts. I can't think of a better place to go and buy your firearms. It's local. And give John and Sarah a chance to meet or beat the big box stores. Prices. They can. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading.
And at 8 o'clock, I just want to make this announcement. I'm going to be giving away two tickets. They're $85 each, folks. And it's not really about the amount, but it's for the Rock Day for the Red Sun Festival. So be on the lookout.
Be listening at 8 o'clock.
Right.
After the news. Okay, we're with Todd Franklin here. Of course, coach of the Simpson basketball, Simpson University basketball, and we talked about that. But he's here today about the opening of the food truck park. And we talked about he looked around and he found Carnegie Park, which was just in disarray and had been abandoned, frankly. The businesses around there were under assault from the transients and the homeless people through there all the time. So you said, you know what, this is where I'm going to go. And then you went to city council.
Yeah, you know, we had to find a spot.
I mean, did due diligence, but, you know.
Yeah,
still.
We had to find a spot that would have the room to bring in trucks because, you know, that's something that has to take place. And also a room to house the number of people that these projects actually bring to a location. So, you know, once we found Carnegie Park and we looked at a lot of different places, that just seemed like the perfect spot. Not only for the location, but also for what we need downtown. And we need people downtown. We need bodies. We need people walking around.
Yeah.
And that's what this is going to create.
Okay. So the city council voted 3-2, said, we're going to do this. And that's when, you had to go and put in for all your permits, and there was a delay.
Yeah, that's when we really went forward. Once we got the vote from them, and then the ABC protest came up, which people have the right to protest.
Sure.
This one took a year to the date, which, of course, is ironic. But we were getting past that. And we are, once we got the okay that ABC, we're going to get our license, we dove in, you know, head first, and we began construction almost immediately.
Now, you spent a very good sum down there. We're not going to say how much. But let's just say it's in six figures to completely rehab that park. And so what did you do down there?
Well, the first thing we had to do is we had to make sure it's safe. I have three small children, and the last thing I wanted to do is have someone, you know, running in the grass also have a needle.
There you go.
I have found multiple, and I've documented it. I haven't shared it with everybody. I don't think it's right to do that all the time. But, you know, you find multiple people down there with one shoe on and a needle sticking out of their foot. I mean, that was not an uncommon sight. And so we wanted to redo the entire park because we wanted risk-free playtime for kids.
I wish you could have seen you know what? And when we start with our
live
streaming of the show, you're going to see two faces that were just like, ugh.
Yeah, no. I think the average person in Reading probably has no idea what actually takes place down there. And that's,
you're right.
You know, like Suzanne at the carousel, she lives it.
She knows it.
I mean, I took a picture this week and sent it to her. I said, I wish I had the ability to clean this up for you. You know, someone had used her door as the restroom.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not unusual.
These people should not be dealing with this on a daily basis. They're trying to make a living. They're trying to make our city better. So, you know we have a flawed system, and we all need to work together to make it better.
Well, this is one of the ways of doing it. Okay, so you went in there. You wanted a safe place. You didn't want to have a place where there was needles in the grass.
How'd you do that?
Well, one, we took out just about everything. Everything in there has been almost taken out or replaced.
You resodded?
We regrassed twice. Just to make sure that we had thorough all along the bushes, along the railroad tracks, we cleaned up there multiple times and continue to do that. We've used metal detectors, we've used rakes, we've brought in topsoil, new topsoil. When people come on Thursday, they're going to be like, it's a garden now.
Be kissing your feet.
You know, I might get a thank you one of these days, but right now we're not quite there.
Honey. Okay, but he's getting close. All
flowers.
Right. Don't deify him. He's at Simpson. Do not deify him.
All right.
Okay. That's interesting. You brought in even new dirt just to make sure that there wasn't infections in the dirt, which there could be.
Smart.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, everyone knows, or probably maybe not everyone knows, but, you know, they use oranges, they use different citrus fruit for the drug use. And so you don't want some kid coming and grabbing that orange, you know, that has a hole in it, thinking that this is a juice box.
Yeah.
And so we've really been diligent to make sure that we spend
no
a lot
idea.
Of time. Oh, yeah.
That's a whole show. Right there.
You know, I'm sure there's the RPD could come and do a really fascinating talk with you guys on what parents should be looking for. Tinfoil, spoons, oranges with holes in it. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that they could really help the general public with.
Okay, so you've redone all the grass, I mean, including bringing in new topsoil and everything.
Metal detectors.
Okay, then what else is in there?
Well, we had to put up the fence, you know, make sure that we're... And people say,
along the railroad?
No, this is on the Yuba and the Placer side.
Okay.
We did raise the fence on the railroad side, but we brought in a brand new wrought iron fence, and it's not so much to keep people out, but to keep kids in.
Right.
You know, those are two very busy streets, and we're going to have soccer balls, and kids are going to be playing, and parents are going to be eating, and it's easy to get distracted, and it's easy for kids to run. So we wanted to make sure that it was kids safe, so they don't run out on the street. That would be tragic at multiple levels. So we've really done, I think, a really good job of protecting the park from kids escaping.
Well, that's good, because one of the main reasons you did this was so mom and dad can come in and order some food, sit down, and the kids can play.
Absolutely.
And of course, you always watch your kids. But those little kids are just fast, you know, and off they go. Mm-hmm. Well, now there's going to be a fence that the ball bounces back, and they don't run out in the streets.
Absolutely. And I think that's what people love about the Anderson model. It's the same deal, but we have 25 to 50 kids every night running around in Anderson. And it's old school fun. I mean, they're actually rolling down the hill. We do a foot race for marshmallows. I mean, we have a lot of fun. It's a party every weekend.
A foot race for marshmallows?
Mm-hmm. It's big time.
Yeah, big time. Okay. Now you've got a an area there that you've what kind of paving is in there? Or
yeah, we brought some pavers. There's a transition from the patio to the lawn area, so we can have some fire pits in there, some Adirondack chairs. Almost just like a little staging area before people go either direction. Ryan Russell did an amazing job drawing this thing out and putting it to scale.
What's his name again?
Ryan Russell.
Okay.
Shout out to him. Now, are there restroom facilities there?
You know what? We've got different things we're working on. Right now, we're actually going to have two of the nicer, the wedding-type porta-potties there with the hand-washing stations. Sure. But as this thing evolves, we will be bringing in bigger and better and cleaner. But, you know, we're going to make sure everything's clean and really well.
Hey, those work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, the everything was progressing along. Everything was done. Everything to code, everything going. Tuesday night, you walked in, and I've got comments here. What hint did you have that there would be a pushback on Tuesday? This is a question from here. We were there to support
it
and to talk.
Thank you, Chat Pack.
Yeah, Chat. And we've heard this all week since this happened. Wait a minute. This is not the first time they've done this, by the way. So don't feel like you're the Lone Ranger. Oh, they have ambushed people before. That is just, I mean, has caused lawsuits and everything else. But was there any indication at all?
You know, I think my background has me to expect unexpected. As a coach, it's, you know, a team's played man all year. You better be ready for the zone. Yeah. And so part of my going, I was like, all right, I better make sure I have my ducks in a row and have all my questions answered, you know, that I can answer. So that regard, I was leery just because sometimes when it's too easy, that's when problems arise.
Well, it hasn't been really easy. Yeah. I mean, you've been on a...
But this one was.
This one was set.
This one was set to tee off Tiger Woods style. And it just went sideways.
So what happened? What was supposed to happen in your mind, in all your supporters' mind, Tuesday night?
Well, I actually thought they were just going to amend the contract, which would, you know, they have the power to do.
And what you wanted the amendment to be was...
It was 2 hours in the morning, so we could actually, we learned a lot in Anderson, the 2 hours so we can get trucks set up for the weekend. Also with Bethel Church going into downtown, there's a lack
on
of
Sundays.
Places open. So, you know, we want to provide that with mimosas Sunday morning on the patio. I mean, forget
Ooh,
about
we'll
it.
We'll walk down for that.
Have a couple of mimosas there and go to church.
Yeah. Okay. So exactly.
You think you're hearing tongues now. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that. Yes, I did. Okay, so you wanted to open up a couple hours early.
So we had a lot of people say, hey, can you guys do this? And so which we said yes. The other thing was, you know, the Resners being involved. I formed a partnership with the Resners because, honestly, I don't know staffing.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think anyone in Reading would disagree that the Resners know staffing.
They also know how to motivate.
Customer support.
Yes.
All that kind of
Absolutely.
Stuff.
So it was actually, I said at the council, I believe this is a win-win-win. You know, it's a win for me because my dream has come to fruition. It's a win for the city because a once park that had 606 calls in less than a number of months is being taken over. And now it's sustainable because we've got a beautiful park with people who know how to run it. Then it went sideways.
Okay. So at that point, you also wanted to extend the contract. Was that true?
No. You know, it's easy. You know, I learned in business college that, you know, figures don't lie, but liars can figure. And sometimes in those figures, things get thrown around that, they might make number sense, but they don't make logical sense.
Right.
So there was no extending the thing. It's just how the years are broken up because of Aaron possibly being on the city council.
Okay. And that leads us to – and I can't wait to get Mike DeQuisto in here because Mike, besides the fact he's running, he's also a lawyer. And so I talked to a banker. I had a banker get in my face, and he was angry about the whole thing, about it going – What if makes them think? Are they just stupid? Mm-hmm. I mean, that was the words he said. They can't say that. Anyway, okay, so you went in there kind of thinking, okay, we're going to get this extended.
On your side, by the way.
And, on your side.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Well, you know, the meeting was going along smooth. Kim Niemeyer, Parks, she gave her report.
She was all for it.
Yeah, she's been really good. And I truly feel bad for her because this hit her sideways and... It really takes away kind of from the year and a half work of negotiating that she's done.
Mm-hmm.
And to that, I feel bad because my personal belief, if you hire someone, you let them do their job.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't think they should do their or can to have the ability to do their job, you shouldn't have hired them.
That's right.
And so I believe their staff is incredible. Travis in her office and her team has done a really good job of negotiating. This is not the best contract I have. This is probably the worst contract I have. And she's done a good job keeping it. Every other city that has approached me, I would never agree to this contract. It's the contract that we have with other cities that is really good. So, you know, most people ought to look at her and say, hey, she did a phenomenal job on this.
Okay. So.
Well, that's nice to hear.
Okay. Now, I'm going to take a break because as soon as we take it, and it's going to be a short break, when we come back, you're going to tell us what happened then and then what's happened since then. Okay. All right. Quick break. We'll be right back.
I went back to Ohio, but my city was gone.
Gather your friends for a night with Sinbad live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, October 19th. Ranked by Comedy Central as one of the 100 greatest stand-ups of all time, actor and comedian Sinbad has had audiences laughing over three decades. His storytelling style of comedy is profound without being profane.
Marriage is work. Marriage is a career. It's not adventure. You do more before five than most folks do all day. It's like the military. And all you men out here 55 years old trying to date some girl 20 like she like you. Are you out your mind? She wants your house. You want a woman that understands the signs of stroke.
Do not miss your chance to see Sinbad live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, October 19th. Tickets start at $20. For tickets or to reserve a room in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Don't forget to download the Wind River app.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. If all you need is an in-cabin air filter change, come on in. No appointment necessary. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. It is, like 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We have Todd Franklin with us.
Yeah, Linda and I do. And get down to
now we're getting down into business here. We're going to say, okay, so what happened Tuesday? What was the changes?
The changes was suddenly there was it was being discussed again about utilities. And the original contract read that I paid a certain amount and utilities were covered. And basically that's the next 9 months the city was going to cover the utilities because – the grid that they have down there is not adequate to run more than one truck. And so basically the bar truck is hooked up to the city utilities.
Right.
And so they're going to do a nine-month study, look where we're at. It was basically for a year, but there's only 9 months left on that contract. And let's readjust things then.
Yeah.
Well, with the listeners, the way some people believe the city ordinances read is you couldn't renegotiate once the contract, once she become elected. So Kim Niemeyer and her staff said, okay, well, let's do this. Let's stay with the 850. We have 9 months left for utilities. Then Todd is going to take up the utilities. And the rent is going to increase 2% every year,
right,
which people keep saying, oh, we can't adjust it. No, it's getting adjusted automatically. So it had been built into the contract. So I think that really got missed when people could say, well, we can't revisit and we can't renegotiate. No, it's been negotiated every year at a 2% rate.
Okay, so every year you pay 2% more, okay? Plus, you pay all the utilities. Plus, the city can use your utilities. Is that correct?
Yeah, and plus, you know, I think when people want to consider it to bricks and mortar, it's not even close. So when people go, well, so-and-so pays this, well, you know, they also have TIs. We didn't ask for anything. And, you know, a normal contract, if I'm buying a building, I'm going to ask for a lot of TIs, tenant improvements, up to $50,000. A normal business, I would ask for 3 months free rent, which if you're going to bring in your own money, over $200,000. There's not a landlord in the country that wouldn't say, you know what, we're going to give you 6 months free rent. So, again, going back to Kim doing a great job, I think that's what's being lost in this whole thing.
Okay, so then they said, well, we're not going to let you open until we answer all these questions.
No, because we have an existing contract. There's people who thought we couldn't open, but we have an existing contract, so we're opening. I promised people of Reading that we're going to open,
and
by God, we're going to open. So,
and when are you opening?
Thursday night is our grand opening.
Ooh.
Next Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's so exciting. Okay, let's quickly say that all those people who said, what about the names that we put our names
on
and
bricks.
Did fundraisers on bricks. You did not touch those.
No. And you know what? That's probably the biggest thing when people come by like, hey, where's my brick? And I promise everyone in Reading, your brick is still there. If your brick's gone, it's because someone came and took it who you have an issue with. But, you know, there's been some divorces, so there's people out there chiseling on some bricks. But our construction, our design actually made sure that no bricks were touched.
If Donald Trump had a brick out there, trust me, somebody would have hammered it by now. Okay, so then this whole brouhaha, has it been solved?
You know, it hasn't been solved, but the answers are being answered. And here's you know, I'm no expert. I'm just a basketball coach. But we have a very flawed system. You know, to have a public meeting and then not allow questions to be answered at that meeting, to me, is a really backward system.
It's ridiculous.
And if I had a dollar for every time I've been asked in the last month, Todd, will you please run for city council? I could pay my rent for a long time. But there's no way I could enter into something like that if you're always going to use the business model that, well, this is the way we've always done it. You know, that is just antiquated. That is so old, and that's where we're stuck right now on some of those. So
I don't understand this thing about if Aaron Reznor wins this you know, in the elections this fall, well, in 2 months, if she wins, they have to get out of the business because she can't be in.
They don't have to get out of the business. There just can't be any contract changes while she's in office. So she, you know, they can stay my partners as long as we get this contract done on October 3rd. And that's what we're really hoping that. Mm-hmm. But the people who had questions, hopefully we are going to answer that to their agreement, to their understanding.
Julie Winters?
You know, there's different council people, obviously, that had issues with it. And some of those meetings are taking place yesterday. Some are taking place later today. I'm just making sure every one of them gets the answers to the questions that they were asking.
Okay, so my question would be, if Aaron Reznor gets elected and she comes in, any question at all that would come up about the business would be kind of like recusing yourself from that, from being able to vote on something like that.
Yeah, and I'm not sure why they can't do that.
And I think people do that. You know, Brent recused himself because he sells lumber to a guy that works for you. I mean, that's like 2 degrees of separation, but still, okay. So you recuse yourself. Like Missy McCarthy should have recused herself, but didn't, during some of the things with McConnell Foundation because, you know, friendships and all that. But there was no business dealings. So I don't understand this. If it says then if you want to be a member of the city council, you can't have anything to do with contracts in the city, you know, by recusing yourself of it.
That's why I think it's probably hard, a really tough business model to get new, young, fresh people in there, entrepreneurs, you know, people in their 35s to 45s, because it's a really tough game to play. And the stipend that you get is not near worth the amount of time that you put in. So,
$500 a month. I mean, you spend that much in just probably washing the graffiti off
your
house.
You don't do it for the money. You know that. You do it for the passion because there's untold hours and events.
And the power.
How much power do you have when you've got four other people who are, you know, you can help with the movement, but you really have to. I mean, how many times has there been 3-2? And you've been the
I tell you what, after this election, it's going to be interesting to see what it becomes.
Yeah.
Because you know, on this, to see if we're moving forward or what. So do you feel in your heart then, Todd, that all of this is going to be worked out?
I do. You know, and it was a wet blanket moment. You know, and we're teaching our kids all the time, my basketball kids, my personal kids, that things are going to happen in your life that are discouraging. And how you deal with those, you're only responsible for two things, really, your actions and your attitude. And so did I go home not happy that night? Absolutely. But the next morning, my kids needed to see me upbeat, excited, because you can't lose vision of what the mission was. And
right.
The mission is to help downtown Reading. The mission was not to make a lot of friends, you know, maybe in city council or anything. You know, we don't make enemies, but that wasn't my goal. My goal is to make Reading a better place. And that was a hiccup. And I think we're going to get these things answered. We're working with the people who voted no. So I think at the end of the day, you put down your sword and you get on the same team.
Their problems were it was the contract. It was 8 years, and they thought that it wasn't going to be negotiated again because if Aaron's on the board, they can't do it, which is, again, something ridiculous. What other problems?
They wanted a broker analysis, which is, you know, if you were ever sitting around a round table, that would be a really fun argument to have. Getting a broker analysis on a piece of property that nobody wants, you know, it really comes in undervalued. So ironically, I believe the broker analysis, I believe it's going to be under what the negotiated rate is, which is going
to,
you know.
If it's a part that nobody, do I need to go back to the urination and that part thing? And here's the other thing, too, is why do we wait with this great idea, oh, we should have a broker analysis on the day, the week, before you open this place up?
Well, actually, Kim's staff tried to get a broker analysis, but no one wanted to touch it, which I don't blame him because there's no apples to apples. The only apple you really can compare is Anderson. And my rent in Anderson is $500, not to exceed $500 a month. So it's $350 less right now. It's going to be $500 less.
And it's a better place out there.
It's riverfront.
Yeah.
You know, more square footage, riverfront. I mean, so, you know, ironically, you just have, at the end of the day, you got to decide you're going to swim above the water or below, and you just keep swimming.
I love that, the positivity of your coach analogy. In fact, it's helped me with a couple things I'm dealing with that I want to try to, you know, be, encouraging instead of discouraging on some staff stuff. But I have a question for you when it comes to the Simpson team. What are they going to do down at the park?
Well, security is a big issue, obviously, downtown Reading. And when I met with Mayor Schrader the other day, you know, we talked about security. And you look across the street in the Greyhound, they have security there. And so I just politely said, has it helped that situation? And security doesn't change a situation that has no authority to do anything. So what we're doing is my basketball team, we're always looking for ways to serve the community. And it doesn't always have to be front page news. We do a lot of things that we don't tell anyone about.
Sure.
But this is, they're going to be wearing shirts. You're going to see them down. They're going to be in bright yellow shirts. And it's going to say, can I walk you to your car? And so we have, you know, five guys that are 6'9" from all around the world.
I love it.
And we have guys who just are friendly and upbeat. And so we're going to be walking people to and from their cars.
I'll be a groupie.
Just for that safety factor. You know, in numbers, but also, you know, my wife, she didn't want to come down there right now because she doesn't know yet, even though she's been down there.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's walking from Odera, you know, who's 6'9", 280 pounds from Nigeria, you know, she's as safe as she can be, you know. Mm-hmm. And my kids are excited about it, my basketball kids, my personal kids are excited about it, and security will not be an issue. I mean, people look at me like I'm crazy, but I've been to Minnesota, I've been to Chicago, I've been to Portland. I've seen how this business model works.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's quickly, as we have just a few minutes left. What are the trucks down there?
The trucks will be down there. You know, we're going to have a staggered schedule because we got to figure everything out. But next week we're going to be doing evenings only. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday we'll be down there in the evenings. The following week we're probably going to stick with evenings until we can work in our lunch crowd and make sure our trucks are ready for that crowd because we need people to get back to work. You know, the last thing we want is people to come down there and spend an hour and 20 minutes and have a 45-minute lunch.
Can't do it.
Yeah. So we got to make sure that we're fast, we're efficient, and people are getting back to work on time.
Now, are you still getting pushback from around there?
No, you know, that's really gone away. I had a great meeting yesterday with Carlene from Deja Vu, and we sat down, and, you know, communication is the key to all success.
Right.
And we sat down, and, you know, there's been misnomers. There's been people, you know, friends of mine who probably said things that were out of line, and friends of hers that maybe told me that she said, you know, at the end of the day, you sit across from a person, you break bread, and you move on. And she has a great business. She's been there for a long time. She's going to be fine.
She's a fine lady also.
She really is. I have a lot of respect for her after yesterday.
There's room for everybody. We're growing. Our city's growing. There's major change in downtown.
And
we have to be flexible. I really think that there's room for everybody.
Absolutely.
And so I asked Todd, and this is kind of addictive. I said, Todd, my hot dog truck down in front of the post office. What? And he goes, oh, he's going to love this.
If you could go invest in a business right now next to Amazon – or Bitcoin, go invest in that guy's truck or cart because he is going to explode. He's going to run out of hot dogs. People that walk by, they go, oh, man, it's too crowded. I don't have time. I'm going to go to the hot dog guy. His business is about ready to triple fold.
She will not let me.
Crow's got hot dog truck envy. He wants to be the next life.
Let's go.
Okay. I'm going to have a hot dog truck. Anyway, but the trucks you have, what are they?
We have trucks of every variety, and we have more trucks calling every single day. We've got a brand new truck in Anderson tonight, two guys in a grill. Tomorrow we've got Vita, which is organic pancakes. It's unbelievable. Trucks are emerging every single week.
But next Thursday, what do you think you're going to have?
I know we have Lamb and Wolf, which is a network-winning truck. He's been on the Food Network 4 or 5 times. They're coming.
Mediterranean Lamb and Wolf,
food.
They're not serving wolves, obviously.
No,
but they could be
Mediterranean
serving
food.
Mediterranean food.
It.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got Sliders. We've got Holy Crepes, which is one of the best trucks in Reading right now. It's the hottest truck, probably. It's got his crepes and also his fries, his buffalo fries, carne asada fries. Forget about it. I mean, if you leave hungry, something's wrong with you.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Thank you so much,
and
Todd.
This is all going to be next Thursday. It's going to start at a week from Thursday.
Thursday we're going to open up. We are 5 to 9, I believe.
Yeah.
I think it's something like that. Okay.
We need you to be out there.
We'll have a couple out
everybody.
There. And you know what? This is the way we take Carnegie Park back.
Yeah.
It belongs to us, people.
Lastly, if anyone wants to plant flowers tomorrow, we're having a beautification of the park. Or if anyone has a brand, go to my Facebook page. You'll see that we're allowing people to come down and brand at the park, so we keep the Western way of life, but also they can go to Wintour Gardens and buy a flower if they want to come plant flowers. You know, I mean, get your hands dirty. Feel like you're part of the project.
That's awesome.
Great. Okay, Todd Franklin's been our guest. Todd, I think we've cleared up some of the stuff and that we're going to be rolling forward, and we're going to keep our eyes on this to make sure that we do keep rolling forward.
Awesome. Thank you.
Right after the news, we have
tickets we're going to give away, too.
And Mike DeQuisto will be here, who's running for Reading City Council. Which ought to be interesting, too. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Kavanaugh will be on the United States Supreme Court.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell at the Values Voters Summit. Ford has accused Kavanaugh of sexual assault at a high school party 36 years ago and is in talks with the Senate Judiciary Committee to testify possibly next week. At a campaign rally in Las Vegas last evening, the president giving a vote of confidence to his nominee.
Brett Kavanaugh. And I'm not saying anything about anybody else, but I want to tell you that Brett Kavanaugh is one of the finest human beings you will ever have the privilege of knowing or meeting.
And the president making a plea to get out the vote.
If somebody has a cold, we don't have a majority that day. It's like we have to have more Republicans in office. We'll get everything we want so fast. We've got to have them.
The president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, appears to be cooperating with the Mueller probe.
ABC News, citing sources familiar with the matter, reports that Cohen has met several times and for several hours with investigators from Mueller's office. The network adds that he was questioned about Trump's dealings with Russia, including whether members of the campaign worked with Russians to influence the outcome of the election.
Tim McGuire reporting. Police in Maryland say a temporary worker at that Rite Aid distribution center opened fire after an argument, killing three, wounding three others, before turning the gun on herself. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In theaters now, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. Witness the next chapter.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Of the unbelievable true story.
Tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Unbroken. Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops. With omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Here in the nation's capital last night. A candlelight vigil for a jogger stabbed to death while running about a mile from the White House earlier this week. Wendy Martinez was remembered by her brother.
She was a daughter, a fiance, a sister, a colleague, all of the above, and a friend, most of all. And she would have loved to meet every single one of you. I love you, Wendy. I know you're looking down and smiling, and I'm sorry for what happened to you.
Police.
I miss you.
Police have no motive. They believe Martinez was a random victim. A homeless man is in custody. Cleveland's football nightmare is over. The Browns rallying from a 14-0 deficit last night to beat the Jets 21-17. That ends their 19-game winless streak. News and analysis at townhall.com. A thwarted knife attack on Yom Kippur in Jerusalem. The latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
The early hours of Yom Kippur, Judaism's holiest day,
was interrupted Tuesday evening by the attempted stabbing of a Jewish worshiper by a Palestinian man outside the Old City of Jerusalem. Alert police shot and killed a 26-year-old seen running towards his victim while brandishing a screwdriver. The incident comes 2 days after the murder of Ari Fold, a 45-year-old father of four, who was stabbed to death by a Palestinian teenager on Sunday, the latest in the mounting lone wolf killings. The Sunday stabber's mother had told Israeli soldiers that her son was on a deadly rampage after a family fight over the killer attending school, but the information provided was too little, too late. I'm Michael Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 21st of September, 2018. News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great people down there.
Good morning, everybody. We have a beautiful forecast in front of us. It's currently 54 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 93. We have a sunny, clear day tonight. We'll be 59 clear as we look through the forecast for the weekend. Sunny on Saturday with our 89 and clear skies. Oh, I'm so excited about the clear skies. Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows of 58. Sunday, sunny, 88. And Monday, 93. And Tuesday, 97. And as we look through these beautiful, you know, little boxes, everything's clear. We can see the moon. We can see the sun. And I think we're about ready to take those deep breaths. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
Hey, I want to remind everybody about the Nick Dahl 2018 Memorial Golf Tournament. It's going to be tomorrow out at Churn Creek Golf Course. $45 per golfer, a shotgun start at 10 o'clock. And that includes nine holes of golf and a barbecue lunch. If you just want to go to the lunch, you can do that for $20. And all the proceeds go to sponsor housing at the Veterans Resource Center for Reading and Reading Area Homeless Veterans. For more information, give Pam a call at 227-7808. That's 227-7808. Or to send an email to Nick Dahl, D-A-H-L, memorial at charter.net. The Nick Dahl, you know what? This is really a good cause. A lot of veterans lost their homes during these fires, and this is going to be a way to help them get back into the housing that's going to help them. The Nick Dahl Memorial Tournament.
Good news this morning. When I woke up and turned on the news, the Dow is up, and our stocks are doing really well. So let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors, who's in East.
No. She hasn't called yet.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry.
We have Terry, though.
All right.
Terry, do you know what the stock market looks like today?
It's up.
Okay, it's up.
Anyway, gosh, that was a great segment you had with Todd Franklin. What an arduous process he's had to go through.
You know what? I don't understand. Why wait till the to the meeting before to say, hey, by the way, I think we need a broker's analysis. What? Yeah. Excuse me?
Anyway. You know, when you stop and think about what he's trying to do for the city and the community, and we've been to events in Anderson where the food trucks are out there, he really has his heart in the right place. It's just a real shame that they put him through this process when all he's trying to do is create an environment downtown that the city hasn't even been able to do it, and he's paying for it. So,
and he's paying big bucks for it, too.
Anyway, the reason I'm calling this morning is we have some interesting news.
Okay.
First of all, we'd like people to tune into our program, Jefferson State of Mind, at 9 a.m. on Sunday. And, of course, it's podcasted and archived on KCNR. Thank you for doing that, Carl. That's a great tool. And we will be having a question and answer period on that particular program on Sunday. Last Sunday was very good. We had one of our attorneys on, Gary Zerman, who explained what we're doing as far as something called a petition for a writ of mandamus, which I won't get into right now. Short story is, on Monday, the Supreme Court is going to look over our petition to see if they are going to order the judge, the federal judge, to give us the three-judge court that she had given us and rescinded. But it's interesting listening to, so go back and listen to that archive from last week and listen this week. The other thing I want to bring up is we are on our way to Sacramento. We're taking in two declarations, one for Mariposa County and one for Stanislaus County. They will be entered and handed to the Secretary of State, entered into the parliamentary record, given to the Senate pro tem and the Assembly pro tem. So now we have officially 23 counties in Jefferson.
Okay. Great, 23. That's a good size. That's a good size state.
It is.
We can work it from there. Okay, Terry. Thanks a lot. And this Sunday, come in and tune in. And if for some reason you can't hear it, like Terry says, just go to our archives and listen to all of them. We'll make sure those archives are up by noon. I have to run down my webmaster and see if he's conscious by then. Which is, it automatically feeds. Sometimes it doesn't, but we will make sure they're up early.
Yeah, it's,
on
it's
Sunday.
A great tool, Carl.
I think so.
I mean,
people can go
people
back
listening from everywhere.
Yeah, I have a lot of people say that they can't listen to the show, but they go back in the archives and then they can even download it if they want. Okay,
yeah.
Terry, thanks a lot.
You bet.
Bye. All right, Jared, are you ready? Because we're going to take our third caller now. If you have called in for tickets in the last 30 days, you are exempt from this offer right now. Saturday, September 29th, you know that we have the Red Sun Festival coming up. We have given all of our country tickets away, but this is for the Rock Festival. That's all day Saturday. Headliners, AWOL Nation. You have, they were in the Billboard 100 with their hit Handyman. I Am, Hollow Moon, they're going to take the festival's stage at 9 p.m. Candlebox, Lit, Floater, with their hit Far Behind. I mean, this is going to be an incredible, and if you'd like to check out new music, how wonderful to be outside, especially with this fabulous weather. And we really want to support our music scene in Redding, California. So our third caller.
We've already had one. A third caller will be getting
these
tickets.
And these are $85 tickets, by the way.
It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a festival of music.
So it's our third caller. And like I said, if you've won tickets in the last 30 days, you cannot call in because, we want to give it to somebody who really is going to dig it and is going to show up.
Okay.
So now, let's get down to it.
We are with Mike DeQuisto, who is running for Redding City Council. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
I know you were here. I know you listened to the station. I know you were listening to Todd Franklin.
I was. I was waiting to get my Dutch Brothers coffee.
Well, you went and get your Dutch Brothers. And he does. He has his Dutch Brothers coffee. Okay.
So does Linda.
Yeah, so does Linda. Well, you know what? Dutch Bros. They're local. First of all, they're local.
It's a good local company.
It's a local
support
company.
Local.
That's right. And we do. We do support local. And, that's why, am I saying anything about, this other one that starts with an S, except that I think that they're not worthy of local support? And that's just me. I can say that, right? The one that starts with the S. The
just
big one out of Seattle.
Okay.
I won't go there. I'll be positive. This is positive.
Let's
this
go
is
on.
Positive Friday.
This is your moment. Mike.
Positive Friday. So, does this kind of strike you? I mean, you're running for city council.
I mean,
you're a lawyer. You understand how things work, all of that. How does this strike you?
Well, let me start from the beginning.
Okay.
I went to the meeting last Tuesday for two reasons. One is they talked about some temporary housing options and what the city was going to do for the car fire victims. And they also had the food truck park contract amendment. Or amended contract on the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in favor of what Mr. Franklin is doing. I think it's great for downtown. I think it's an opportunity that should not be missed. And the sooner he can get it open, the better, as far as I'm concerned, as far as my position is.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally support that. I have not read. Apparently, there's an existing contract that has been approved.
Mm-hmm.
That was not part of the staff report. There was just this new contract that had been written with some changes in it. And I have not reviewed the original contract to see what it said. So if there's an existing contract that allows them to open, my gut reaction is, well, let them open under the existing contract. I don't know why the city and Ms. Winter and Ms. Schrader decided all of a sudden to have to get the market analysis for the rent and those other items. That's between them and the Franklins and the Resners. I will say this, on the rent issue, when a tenant does improvements in a property, just in general, you're doing improvements right here.
Mm-hmm.
There's two ways to pay for it. One is the tenant can front the money, and then the landlord will reduce the rent over the term of the lease so that the money the tenant has advanced is included and is paid back. The other way is the landlord pays for it, and the rent is increased over the term of the lease until it gets paid back. So it can go either way. If you look at it that way, the utilities are sort of the same idea. If the city pays for the utilities the first year, they can negotiate the rent with Mr. Franklin. And if Mr. Franklin pays the second year, he can negotiate the rent back with the city. And I consider those to be small items that, in the big scheme of things, they should mm-hmm. be able to negotiate and work out.
To me, and we got to take a break here, but to me, throwing this thing in at the last second, though, I mean, what's that smack of? I mean, they've had a year of this. What's the smack of to you?
Government tends to be reactive, not proactive, and they usually wait to the last minute, it looks like. And it seems to
That's
me,
stupid.
It seems to me it should have been or could have been resolved earlier. I mean, I don't know why this issue on the rent and utilities wasn't pre-resolved or pre-discussed, and I don't know why the broker's opinion in that issue, whether you can get one or not, that should have been pre-discussed as well, and it should have been taken care of before it was brought up to the council, so you wouldn't have those issues in there. I
just don't understand this. You know, I look at this as we're getting ready to start this thing. Everything's supposed to be done by October 2nd, and here it is. Oh, we need somebody to look at the property, see how much it's worth. Well, I can tell you how much it was worth beforehand. Zip. Because
that's what they were getting for it.
And that's what they were getting. Nothing was used. People were staying out of there. I mean, I'm not even going to get into everything. To listen to Todd Franklin say they had to bring in dirt.
Yeah,
they
I
had
heard.
To bring in dirt because the dirt, even the dirt was in that park was contaminated. We need to take a break. We're here with Mike DeQuisto. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a better-known business here in town. There is nobody that knows more about windshields than our friend Jeff Wurst. A veteran that has been in this business for years, can I say decades, he does not want to fool around with your car's safety, with your family's safety. So whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it. He's not going to waste your time. He's going to tell you, nope, I'm not going to be able to do that one. He's going to send you on to someplace else that he recommends. But if he tells you he can fix it, he'll fix it, and he guarantees it for life. Yeah. He fixed the crack of my windshield over 10 years ago. Still can't see it. Hasn't gotten any bigger. It's great. 3208 South Market Street is where his business is. You can stop by there. You can call for an appointment today. 241-8373. You want to get those chips fixed before it really gets cold and it starts expanding that into a large crack that's going to cost you a whole windshield. We'll be right back with Michael DeQuisto, candidate for Reading City Council.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue in Reading, home of wonderful cars and SUVs at great prices. All new Kias come with a world-famous 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Exciting cars, performance cars, and sport utility vehicles that are built to last. We know this to be true. We own Kias, and we love them. Take a test drive in a new 2018 Kia Optima, 2018 Kia Niro, 2018 Kia Rio, 2018 Kia Soul, or a 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Soul. Sorrento. Make a great deal and drive home happy. And if you're looking for affordable financing, Redding Kia is confident their wide-ranging resources and commitment to integrity will satisfy your needs and make you a customer for life. Redding Kia will do everything necessary to make your car buying experience the best you've ever had. So visit RedingKia.com, then come into Northern California's Kia headquarters. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue in Redding, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, RedingKia.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
What would Prop 10 mean for California? It would make housing even more expensive while putting government in control. It could create more than 500 local rent boards, all with the power to regulate single-family homes, add fees to housing, and even dictate what you can charge to rent out your own home. California's nonpartisan analyst says Prop 10 would cost local governments millions, leading to even higher taxes while destroying thousands of jobs. And if this flawed plan gets challenged in court, Prop 10 puts taxpayers on the hook to defend it. Check the facts for yourself at Prop10Flaws.com and vote no on Prop 10. Paid for by No on Prop 10, a flawed initiative that will make the housing crisis worse. A coalition of housing advocates, renters, large and small businesses, taxpayer groups, and veterans. Committee major funding from Michael K. Haid, including Western National Group and affiliated entities.
Eric Clapton and B.B. King. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 22 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on Friday, the 21st of September. 55 degrees, going up to 93 today. Air quality index 61, which is, you know what? Yahoo! That's 100 points lower than yesterday. Maybe we're starting to get back to it. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Has won awards for their hiring of veterans, Chuck and Judy Kinney. Proud owners of Shasta Gas Propane. And Four Winds Jewelry brings us this portion of the show, 2225 Hilltop Drive. If you've got jewelry that's been damaged in the fire, any of the fires, bring it down to Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They will shine it all up, do minor repairs, all this for free. Four Winds Jewelry, and they've done some really good work on people's jewelry. One of the only full-service jewelry stores in Redding. Four Winds Jewelry. Linda and I welcome Mike DeQuisto, who is running for Redding City Council. I guess this is the big question. We're talking about what we just saw, but why are you running, Mike? You ran before once, several years ago.
I ran 4 years ago, and I came in fourth and out of six, and the top three went, so I was not successful.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided at that time, my initial reaction was, I'm tired, I got other things to go do, I'm not going to be involved in City Council. So over the last 4 years, I've watched the current council, and I've watched the effects of what's happened in the city. And the biggest effect, I think, is what we all talk about, is crime. And it's the quality of life crime and the lack of an effective deterrent to that. And that just bothered me. And so you finally reach what I call the tipping point. And, I mean, everybody wants a better society, and they want it to be better for their kids, and they want to have a nicer community.
Sure.
But I think you have three choices right now if you live in this community and you're involved. One is you say, I'm not involved anymore, and you just sit back and let everything happen and don't participate. The other is you pick up and leave, and that neither of those are good options. And the third is you look at the glass and say, the glass is half full or more, not half empty, and I'm going to try to do something to help. And Todd Franklin is a perfect example of somebody who's doing something to try to help in a very effective way on his own with the money that got put up to do that. Rick Bassetti with the Tiger Field is somebody who on his own is doing something to affect change and
two
to make
heroes.
Things better.
Two heroes. Yeah.
Two absolute
two.
Community heroes.
They are community heroes, you know, and Rick Bassetti does not get enough.
Climbing the mountain, you know,
yeah.
Getting scratched
both
up.
Of them,
and
both of them are taking us on.
Up the hill, but they're still
and
doing it.
I mean, they're putting their chin out there,
yeah.
And they're doing this to help our community.
Well,
absolutely. So
well,
that's what kind of got you then.
It did, and let me just say one more thing. And normally, You're not supposed to talk about other candidates when you're running. But I will say, on behalf of the Resners, I think what they've done and how they've grown with Dutch Brothers Coffee is an asset for the community. And clearly they do it to make money, and that's fine. But all the places they put in are good places, and they're friendly people. And I got a cup of coffee there this morning. So I think that's another example of somebody who's doing something positive for the community. And I applaud all those people.
Everybody that does that. And I tell you what, the Resners do a lot for the community. Mike, you've done a lot for the community. But okay, so what was the tipping point? What was that one thing that said?
You woke up and went,
you know what?
This is it.
That's
I'm doing it.
You know, I'll tell you.
The city deserves better.
When we first moved here in 1994, we came from Southern California. And so I was working, and my wife took our kids out, and they were 5 and 3 or 6 and 4. And she went to Raley's up off Lake Boulevard where we lived. And she got, and the kids were fussing around, and she had a big cart full of groceries. And the young man who helped pack the bag and helped her go out to the car said, I'm going to help you take these groceries out to the car. And she goes, no, I've got it. And she clearly didn't have it. He goes, no, let me go help you. She says, no, I'm okay. And he looks at her, and he says, you're not from around here, are you? And she said, what do you mean? And he says, we help people. This is what we go do here. Don't be concerned. And so she finally let him go take it out. So she tells me the story. And I said, why didn't you let him help you take the groceries out to the car? And it's back in 94. She goes, well, from where we came from, they would never do that. We don't, down in Southern California. I didn't like it. I was afraid. I didn't know what he was going to do. So that attitude quickly changed as we got to know the people in town. And it stayed that way, positive, for a long time. And over the last 3, 4, 5 years, it's gotten worse. And it's back now to where she doesn't want to come downtown by herself. She doesn't want to go out after dark to go downtown, even coming with me, because I'm a small guy, not as big as Carl, and I don't carry a CCW.
You could.
Although I could and probably should.
You probably should.
But so it's kind of...
When you're elected, you better, Carrie.
So it's kind of come back to that. And I think I can contribute by being on city council. I think it's what I want to participate in, what I want to go do. It's not a... everything that I do as far as being a lawyer and being a bankruptcy trustee, there's a couple attributes. All the money I hold, I'm a fiduciary, so I have to watch and account for every penny. Mm-hmm. And every tax dollar the city spends needs to be accounted for, and it should be accounted for virtually to every penny to the extent you can. And the second part is one person on council isn't going to run the whole ship. You need to have three people by the dynamic of the council to get it to be done. And I think I can work with other people and compromise and try to get things done and get a three-person majority to move forward on some of these important issues that we need to go and get taken care of.
Okay, what do you think is the, you know what, I don't know if you need a CCW if you in city in public life, but I think it would be, I would say that it would just be kind of a little backup insurance for people.
Would you go through the class and kind of know exactly everything that's going on?
It's not even that. It's because things have gotten, not in Reading, not yet. We say that, not yet, you know, where people are being, you know, you're being attacked physically if you're in politics. But I think we're on that. We're getting there. We're like the rest of California.
I have a quick question, though. Todd Franklin had mentioned something about that there's kind of a, you know, like a backward way of doing things that's not moving forward as far as the model that they're
business
using.
Model.
Yes. And so I'm curious if you heard that part. I'm not really exactly sure. I can't tell you that it's, you know, it's this number of, you know, like code or what that is. But
well, he said the business.
How
plan.
Does that get yeah. changed? Is it through Larry Lee's? How do you change the way?
How do you change the way we do business?
Well, let's try this. So if you walk into the city building department downstairs and the permits and all that, what if they had a big sign, a big banner that said, yes, we can. Or, yes, we will, meaning we will help you. We will do what we can. Now, I just thought of this morning, and don't take this the wrong way. The people that work for the government are called public servants. Who is the servant and who is the master? Who is the servant to whom? They should be the servants to the people as opposed to the other way around. But they're not all like that. And everybody has anecdotal stories where somebody's good or somebody's bad. The way you change the attitude in an organization is from the top down. And you empower the people at the bottom to do more things. So, for instance, years ago, before the TSA, you go to an airport to check in and you had a problem. The ticket agent was authorized to do all kinds of things to solve your problem and had a lot of authority. And that would resolve it as opposed to, I can only do three things, and that's just the way life goes. And I can't waive the bag fee, and I can't do this and can't do that. So you have to empower the people at the bottom, and it comes from the top. And that's how you go get it to change, I believe.
Okay, so the business plan, what they're talking about, and how they do business, and, you know, these checks, are, you know, like, again, I go back into this broker's search, whatever they were going to do on this at the last second. Where did it come from? And it should have never happened. It should have happened, if it was going to happen, 6 months ago. So they could actually look at it and have time to, instead of now, because of the outrage from the people over this decision Tuesday. You're just watching a total change in attitude, strictly because of the outrage of the people. Not, you know, it's should this be done, this broker check and all this, or the how much that land is? Sure, probably, but it should have been done a long time ago, not at the last second, and hold everything up.
Well, my understanding is the contract that's in effect right now was done years ago.
Yeah.
And when you did it years ago and came to a price, how did you determine the price at that time?
And then why does it need to be changed now?
There's a lot of questions and not so many answers.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We got Mike DeQuisto here with us. This portion of the show brought to you by Shameless O'Leary's Irish Pub. And I'm not going to use my Irish accent because the last time I did it sounded German. Yeah. Nestled in the heart of downtown. I don't know about nestled, but it's there because you know where Shameless O'Leary's is, because people are having a great time. That's right. Come on down for Monday Night Football. Bet the bookie. Win cash and prizes. The only true Irish pub voted best in the North State every year since 2011. Sunday, a fun day. Watch the NFL games while enjoying a delicious brunch served with mishmoshas and Bloody Marys. 16 brews on tap, Irish nachos, they have it all, and Burger Tuesday. We'll be right back after these messages with Mike DeQuisto, Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, 8:31 in the morning, 55 degrees, going up to 93 today. We'll be right back.
I bet I hear the clock tick and think of you. Caught up in circles, confusion is nothing new. Flashback, warm nights, almost left behind.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Real people, real winners. As summer ends and fall is in the air, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Fall of Surprises. Swipe to win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or a 2019 Can-Am Outlander Quad. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings to play the Plinko board for free slot play Sundays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Can-Am Outlander Quad. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Whether you're into hunting, mudding, or adventure, maximize everyday adventure with the most accessible ATV out there. Head down to Wind River and play our Fall of Surprises promotion, where you could win a Can-Am Outlander Quad from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Two winners. Final drawing Sunday, September 30th. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 15 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
Received news that chlorina and sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Paul Zowett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, chlorina and sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Yeah, coming back to the Chiffons, One Fine Day. We have Michael DeQuisto with us. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. There's very few of those left. Get your hair cut down there at Cypress Square like I do and so many other people do. They are starting January 1st. I'm giving people warning now. They're going to go by appointments only. Michael DeQuisto is our guest running for Reading City Council.
Good morning again.
Good morning again. We are facing a big problem with pensions, unfunded liabilities. This is not going to, you know, right now, according to Barry Tippin, we're holding our own because it's like 17, CalPERS is running high in their investments. But we've seen what happens when they drop. The whole thing is based on the economy. And Barry Tippin says, he says, we're going, you know, we're slowly growing, but if that economy, we take a hiccup, we're, you know, deep trouble again.
The first thing is, I wish there was a magic wand to fix the unfunded liabilities, and there clearly isn't. It took time to get here, and it's going to take time to get out of it. One of the issues with government is that it tends to be more reactive than proactive. And if you just think about this and just run some rough numbers in your head, if there were 250 homes in Reading that were burned down, and you say the average value was $250,000, you can calculate what the property tax would have been received in the city's share of that. Then you take that down to $50,000, take away four-fifths of it, and assume that's the value of the
lot.
Just a bare land. Just to give you a rough estimate of the potential decrease in the city's share of the property tax. I haven't done those numbers, and I will be doing them to see. But that's a real issue that is going to come about at some point in time, and it needs to be, at a minimum, thought about and addressed in some fashion. And that will be one of the decisions probably for the new council members and the new Board of Supervisors members, or whoever's on the board, whoever's on the council in the future, mm-hmm. that's coming up. There's a related issue to that, and that is, what's going to happen with the sales tax in the city? Now, to the extent people move out and leave because of the car fire, you'll lose sales tax revenue. To the extent workers come in and stay here and build and spend money here, it may go up, but that won't be forever. That'll be short. So there may not be a change in that over the next year or two, but there may be over 4 years or 5 years if you don't get those people back into the city. So there's a lot of financial issues that you need to look at as far and how it will affect your future budgets, which then will give you numbers that you may have or may not have to pay your unfunded liabilities. It's a very complicated question, and it needs to be studied. And frankly, finances is one of the most important issues with the city, because what the city really does is it provides infrastructure and it provides public safety. It uses tax money that it collects, or fees, whatever you want to call it, but it's money it takes from the citizens, and it spends it. That's at the heart of the matter. That's what the city does, and that's where you need somebody to look at it and pay attention and watch it, because it's the taxpayers' money. It's not the city's money. It's not the city employees' money. It's not the city council members' money. It's all of us who pay taxes in the city. It's our money, and it needs to be spent wisely and appropriately.
The one of the things, when we start talking about public safety, and Francie Sullivan said, hey, this is, if you're not willing to raise taxes, you've got to settle for this. This is what, you know, and we've tried to raise taxes three different times. It's been voted down. And so Reading just has to get used to this, you know, at this level of service, because there's no more money.
I heard her interview, I think it was last Friday.
Last Friday, a week ago. I'm paraphrasing her, but it's pretty close.
I would say you're paraphrasing as well, but that was the gist of what I got from what she said as well. And I don't agree with that. I don't think that you have to just accept what you have and say there's nothing to do about it. That's the wrong attitude and the wrong way to be. And it's really saying to the voters, you get what you deserve, and there's nothing I can do about it. And if the voters think that that's appropriate and the last 4 years or 8 years, they're happy with it, then let them vote for Francie and let them vote for Kristen and let things just stay the same the way they are. I don't believe that's what it should be. But the heart of the issue, I believe, for why the taxes were not approved and why they apparently don't want to approve them if the Facebook and those kind of views are any indication, is that the citizens do not trust, and I say the government, but the city and the county, and specifically the city, I think. And I think one of the reasons they don't trust them is over the last 4 years, the city gave a number of raises to management people, and they didn't take that money and use it for more community service officers, more police officers, talk to the county for more jail bed space. Instead, they gave it to raises to management in there. And I don't want anybody to lose their job, but I think voters were upset with that and didn't think it was the right thing to go do. And then there was the culmination vote, where they gave the raise to the two people right after the tax thing came along. And so what happened is you lose the trust. So if you trust a friend of yours and you lose it, you can lose it in a second. How long does it take to get the trust back?
Right, right. And if you're
a long time.
You're tuning in right now, and we need to do this more often. Our guest this morning is Michael DeQuisto, who is running for city council. So we've had you on today. We're talking about some of the recent activities at city council.
So,
and
let me just say one more thing about the trust part of it. So the question then is, how do you regain the trust? You regain the and you're going to regain the trust by having new people on city council, and you'll have to believe that when they tell you, I will account for this and I will do this, that they will. And then you get the trust back by your actions and what you do. And if you do what you say you're going to do, or try to do it to the extent you can, that's the way you'll regain trust. And when you get enough trust regained, maybe you could look at raising some kind of taxes or doing that. But it's not going to happen right now. It's going to take a long time to get that trust back.
You know, there's public safety, and we're looking at, South City Park. We've already talked about it. We've got Todd Franklin, a citizen, doing what he can do to take back Carnegie Park. We have Rick Bassetti, fighting a good fight to take back South City Park. Would you, and Hitchens coming in, and Russell says, would you consider... would you support having a caretaker house in our larger parks so they can look after them?
You know, that's a good question, and that's an example of an input from a citizen that is outside the box and something that hasn't been brought up before. And we live over on the east side of town close to Clover Creek Preserve, and I believe there's a caretaker's house at Clover Creek Preserve. And to my knowledge, they don't have too many problems over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's something to go look at. There's something else to look at, and that has to do with Stillwater. And there was a deal for Stillwater, which is, let's just say, off the table. And I don't know the specific
on
reasons.
Hold.
Let's say it's on hold. I interpret that as we're not interested in buying, and you can go ahead and do what you want to go do. But that's just my own private view of the world. Because if the price was right, if the price was a dollar, you'd think they'd buy it for a dollar. But anyway, so mm-hmm. That's on hold. Why doesn't the city come up with some type of proposal to let temporary houses on wheels stay out at Stillwater and charge a minimal rent? It's apparently shovel ready, so how much work would it be to add a few sewer lines and some dump stations and put some water lines in and a few electrical things? It could provide jobs for people to help do that. It could provide housing for people, for maybe the new construction workers. And if you make it all temporary, make it month-to-month leases, and you get a buyer, then you end the leases, and then you have the property back to the way it was. I mean, that's an outside-the-box thinking. Will that work? I don't know, but it's something to look at. It's something to consider because you're not getting any money out of Stillwater right now anyway.
Mm-hmm. I have a girlfriend who is working with the people from Sonoma, and she said 16 months we are just now starting to build. She said, and it's going to be a three-year process. So we know that with what's happened with many people who lost their homes, that it's, they're thinking two, but it could be three. And so it all depends on how many people we have in construction to help rebuild.
Well, Well, let me give you another thought on the rebuilding. I went to a meeting that the 2030 Club put on, and it wasn't the government people talking about different government programs. It was a group from Santa Rosa of people whose houses had been burned. And they came up and they talked about what to expect from their perspective. And it was interesting and fascinating to go and do that. And the gist of it is you need somebody who is a victim to set up a Facebook page and to start and to lead the group. They have 500 people down there to go do it. And if somebody in Reading was willing to go and do that and start the group, then if you have a question, you go to the city or county and you say, 500 people in my group or 300, whatever the number is, they want to know X. And you'll get an answer. He said, we would get an answer, as opposed to 500 people sending 500 questions and getting who knows how many answers. That's the kind of thing that you need. And it needs to be led, in his view, by somebody who was burned out. Because he said, no matter what you say, you know, we'll be glad you had your health.
It's like veterans in combat.
Exactly.
The whole thing.
You don't understand. And he thinks talking is important. They would have what they call wine parties, where they would go to somebody's lot that was burned out, and wine was W-H-I-N-E, and they would bring some chairs and some coolers and maybe a grill or a barbecue, and they would just sit around and talk and say, what's going on? What's your insurance company doing? What are you doing about this? What are you doing about that? All kinds of things. And he found it to be extremely helpful. And I think that is something that if somebody in the community or a couple people wanted to start it up, I think it would be a great idea to do that.
Well, that was the Coffee Strong group, and we had them on. And they're the ones that just – every one of them said it. It's not going to happen overnight. You know, you may learn from where our mistakes were, but it's still going to take a long time.
Patience and perseverance.
Patience and perseverance.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. KCNR 1460, our guest is Michael DeQuisto, running for city council, and this portion of the show has been brought to you by
Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, started right here in Reading 10 years ago and is into 40 counties. That's right, 40 counties. CCW classes, including unarmed defense, also in defense of your home. The only advanced class will be on October the 28th. It's filled up, but if there are a couple more people that want to sign up or be put on the waiting list in case somebody can't be there, please go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822 and get on the waiting list, because sometimes people can't come at the last minute, and we'll get you into that class. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back with Mike DeQuisto, running for Reading City Council. The clip replies the same defeats. Keep your finger on the button issues with crocodile tears and a bucket full of tissues. Just the arms slip and wind. The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of, so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. If all you need is an in-cabin air filter change, come on in. No appointment necessary. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Incredible Inventions is coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park September 29th through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank and Reading Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Purpose-driven banking.
That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. Home Helpers brings us this segment. We were just there last night for the 15th anniversary, 15th year that Home Helpers has been in business. What a great lady Sharon Clark is and all of her employees. Gosh, what super, super people they are. If you're looking for help for 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Home Helpers. You can learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give them a call. 226-8350. When Linda gets, you know, when I need some help taking care of Linda, I'm going to go to Home Helpers, you know, because I know it's tough for her to keep up with me now. I can just imagine the next 10 years. I'm just saying that because she whacked me again during the break, and I sit there speechless. We're here with Michael DeQuisto, who is running for Reading City Council, and he agreed with her. You know, everybody agrees with Linda. And we've been talking about a number of things. We've been talking about the city, about the food trucks down at Carnegie Park. And Carnegie Park is right next to the railroad tracks on Yuba Street.
And the Lorenz Hotel.
And the Lorenz Hotel. It's between Lorenz Hotel and the Veterans Hall next to the railroad tracks. And how the food trucks were going in there. They've signed this contract over a year ago, and there seems to be a couple problems with it. Hopefully, they'll be settled. Opens up next Thursday. Then we've talked about the public safety and how we're going to take care of pensions in the future, and also the trust the people need to have in their elected officials, which I think is the biggest thing.
Well, I think that's a huge issue. Let me just talk a little bit about the public safety and add one more item to it. The city is in charge of the police and the county is in charge of the jail under the legal, strict jurisdictional view of the world. And look where that's gotten us so far. The city and the county have really not cooperated in that regard. And I think the lack of jail beds is probably one of the bottlenecks in the whole system that should be fixed. And just as an example, there were, according to Chief Moore, there were 100,000 arrests, 100,000 calls for service last year, 10,000 arrests, 308 people comprised essentially a third of those 10,000 arrests. So you do the math and you say, if we hadn't find a way to get the 308 people off the street, that's a good thing. The county's going to put in essentially 100 jail beds, so that gets you down to 200. So that's your objective, quantifiable goal.
200 beds.
200 beds. And that would make a big should make a big difference. So how do you go and do that? Well, you're going to need money to go do it. If the marijuana tax passes this November, I would take that money and I would use it for law enforcement. Everybody has a right to say what it's for. But in my view, and hopefully I could get, if I'm elected, two other people to look at it, the two things that we need would be more jail beds and possibly more community service officers to help free up the police, depending how much money it generates. So I don't call it a city problem, and I don't call it a county problem, and I reject that. I call it a community problem, and it needs a community solution. And so the city and the county need to cooperate. And people say, well, that can't happen. I say, well, that's not true. Look at the car fire. After the car fire, the city and the county are holding hands, and they're cooperating. They're at joint meetings together to help the fire victims of what they're going to go do.
They can do it.
They can absolutely do it. So it took the car fire to do that. Now, the car fire is going to be resolved in 5 or 10 or 15 years through private insurance, and people are going to move, and people are going to rebuild, and it's going to get itself taken care of. The crime problem and the lack of jail space is not going to get resolved with private insurance. It's not going to get resolved with people moving and doing things like that. It's going to have to get resolved by government action, because that's one of the things that the government needs to do. So the sooner that they sit down and talk and do that, the better. So what's one idea? You can have two city council members and two county supervisors sit in a room and have a brown bag lunch. You don't violate the Brown Act, because you only have two on each side, and you don't bring anybody from your staff with you. And you sit and you talk about ideas, like the idea that came in earlier about putting a caretaker home on there.
The noodle home up there with the caretaker.
And see what you can come up with. Now, here's an idea, and I'll throw it out, and there's probably a lot of reasons why it wouldn't work. If there was a booking station at Crystal Creek Boys Camp, and somebody got arrested, and they were taken out to the booking station at Crystal Creek Boys Camp, they were booked, and if there's no space in the inn, which there isn't now, they let them go. If you do it now at the jail and you let them go, they're right back downtown again, then go to South City Park, and they can go hang out. It's quite a walk from Crystal Creek Boys Camp back to downtown. I suspect that the word would get out among that community that if you get arrested in Reading and you get booked at Crystal Creek Boys Camp and they go, okay, now you got to go, that's not very friendly. That's not a good thing. And I suspect that some of the people would leave. Now, it's an out-of-the-box idea. Is it practical? I have no idea. Would it work? I don't know. Would it make it better? It's something to try. It's better than doing nothing. And it's a thought.
It is a thought, but we need people that have got their ears open because, remember when, Angie, years ago, had this big meeting. They came up with these 10 things that was going to help. I think they instituted two of them. And then, I think sometimes that the bureaucracy just says, it's just too hard. It's too hard. I mean, the bureaucracy is what takes the time, and they thrive by being bureaucrats. I mean, that's how you rise in the system. So there's got to be a way that we got to be able to take it. I've got so many things in here, so many questions. Let me just hit this one.
Sure.
The TOT on motel rooms. So much of it goes, is spent, it goes in different directions, but could a percentage of that, we got new hotels coming in. There's four new motels being built right now in town. Plus,
there's one by C.R. Gibbs, I know.
Yeah,
for sure.
C.R. Gibbs, and they said there's a couple others being built. I'm not sure about that. But what about taking some of the TOT funds and shifting it over to the jail?
I think that's one of the items that's on the table from the city as far as reallocating money in the budget is some of the TOT tax, and I would be open to looking at that to see. If you don't do something about the crime problem, it's going to be harder and harder to get tourists here and to get visitors here and to get people to stay here and spend their money. It's going to be a slow, slow, slow death, and it's not going to be good. And you have to go deal with that first. That's how I look at it. That's the most important problem.
Let's go to the phones quickly. Jim. Quickly, what you got? Jim,
I had that same idea a long time ago here, and every time I ran by the sheriff, they have shot it down and says, we can't do it, we can't do it. But that's an excellent idea.
Putting the booking station further away. How about Seattle? Putting the booking station further away. How about Seattle?
No, it's got to be in Shasta County.
Oh, it does? Okay. All right.
It's got to be within Shasta County.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Okay. Bye. We got like 3 minutes left. Tell us what people should remember about Michael DeQuisto and why they should vote for you.
Well, there's a couple things. First of all, next week on, I think Wednesday, there's a League of Women Voters event at the Cascade Theater, which everybody should come attend. It's going to be the city council members who will all be there, answer questions. You'll be allowed to meet all of us and talk to us, so everybody should go and do that. I think it's 5 to 7 or 5:30 to 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
The next night at the Sheraton, the Chamber of Commerce is putting on another forum for the city council members. And that's both of these are open to the public. They'll all be there, same time, essentially 5 or 6 to 7 or 7:30. I think everybody should go and do that. I have a website, which is michaeldequisto.com. I have a Facebook page, which is Michael DeQuisto for Reading City Council. I try to answer anybody that gets a hold of me, email, telephone, as soon as possible. Why should you vote for me? You should vote for me if you want me to be elected, because that's how you get elected. It's a game of addition. But here's the choice the voters really have. If you're happy with what's gone on the last 4 years or the last 8 years, because one of the council people has been on for 8 years, and you think it's great and you can't do any better, then you should vote for those council people, and you shouldn't vote for change. If you're not happy with what's going on and you want to try something different and you want to try to reestablish trust in the government and maybe have some people with some creative or out-of-the-box ideas, then there's some candidates around who have that and propose that, and I think I'm the best of those candidates to vote for. I have background in the community. I have experience. I can get other people to agree with me. I have in the past as a lawyer and doing all that. That's important. And I want to see this city continue to grow. I want to see it get better. I like the food court. I like the startup community. There's a lot of potential here, and that's something that needs to be encouraged and not discouraged. We need to be the city that says, yes, we can. Yes, we will. How can we help? And that's what you need. And if I go in there, yes, we can. Yes, we will. How can we help?
Okay. We're here with Michael DeQuisto running for Reading City Council. And thanks so much for being with us. Quickly.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm sorry to interrupt, but happy Friday. And don't forget tonight and tomorrow night, Paisano Days at South City Park in Reading. They're going to be honoring the car first fire responders is what we want to say. All you can eat spaghetti from 5 to 8 p.m. And tomorrow, Butcher Tournament continues at 8 a.m. Go out this weekend and support our community.
Hey, everybody, you have a great weekend. There's so many things going on.